So we'll see what happens. Amen?
Amen.
So, we're excited about the cookout for Saturday, right? Introduce ourselves to the community, then to introduce ourselves to us. So, we need to get excited about this, spread the word of God. I went to a class yesterday. It was a disciple class that was kind of convicting on how we should share, right? And I'm going to do that teaching. It's not very long, here in the very near future, because it's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome.
Amen.
Our songs today, I don't think Lita knew what we were doing. But we're going to be in Psalms 23. If you have your Bible, please turn to Psalm 23. It's probably the most memorized psalm in the entire Bible, entire psalm. People remember a lot of things. But I'm going to ask you a question. Who's your shepherd? Who's your shepherd? You don't have to answer out loud. Most everybody would say Jesus, right? Right? But listen to me. Who's the one you listen to for guidance and direction? Who's the one you follow as sheep? And who is the one you trust to do good for us? Sounds like Jesus, right? Sounds like Jesus. But if we live our lives according to the wisdom of the world, or of the people, or of the experts, then it's the world, or people, or experts who are a shepherd. That's who we're listening to. The world, right? We listen to all this other stuff. And no matter what our mouths say, that becomes our shepherd. That becomes our shepherd. Sometimes we allow fear to be our shepherd. Our shepherd is whoever or whatever we obey when the rubber meets the road. We need to be obeying Jesus, church.
Amen.
Right? Give to Caesar what's Caesar's. Give to God what is God's. Psalm 23. This is out of New King James. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Say it along if you want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. For what? Forever. Amen. See, the greatest shepherd's given to the believer wisdom, guidance, direction, and instruction in his world, in his word. I'm looking for this because I keep looking at it. It is his shepherd's rod of correction and staff of instruction, and his authority that keeps us close to him. When we disregard it, we're not following the greatest shepherd. When we disregard him, get into the world, get into our issues, right? Get into our issues, we're not following the greatest shepherd. That's what happens to us, right? It's no wonder we find ourselves caught in the thorn thickets, right? Or stuck on the cliff's edges. But for those that walk away, what's he do? He comes and gets us.
Yes, he does.
He comes and gets us. He came and got me. He showed me that. He came and got me. After years of being away from him. When we make Jesus our shepherd and allow him to lead and guide and direct us, we find the green pastures and the still waters. But we have to go to him as our shepherd. We have to give our issues and problems to him to let him walk us through things. See, we often think of Jesus as our Lord and Savior, right? Which he is. Amen?
Amen.
He died on a cross for us. And he took all of our sin upon himself so that everybody can have the opportunity to be saved from the wrath of God and to live with him in heaven forever. Forever. But do we think of him as our shepherd who takes care of us every second of every day? One we can turn to in every situation. Right? We often, and I do it too. We often, when we get into situations and we get into problems, we don't always turn to Jesus. We don't. It's our sin nature that keeps us from turning against him. Or turning towards him. Yeah, and against him too. But we need to think of him as our shepherd. And the Bible mentions shepherd or shepherds 200 times. Shepherd. The Hebrew word for shepherd is the verb raha, meaning to feed and tend the flock, which are the responsibilities of the shepherd. But the shepherd is also a friend to the flock. See, pastors, yes, we're shepherds of our flock, of the church. But we're under shepherds to Jesus. He's the main greatest shepherd. We're just under shepherds. We need to go to him too. Right? We need to go to him too. And it's someone who watches over and looks over or guides somebody. Right? Jesus does that. And pastors should do that. But a lot of pastors don't. Unfortunately. They get too big, and it becomes all about them. It becomes about filling the seats instead of filling the hearts of the Word of God.
Amen.
Right? So the literal translation for Psalm, and I'm going to talk about a lot about the first verse because it's about Jesus being as our shepherd. So verse 1, literal translation is, Jesus is my shepherd and I will not be lacking in anything. The expanded translation, Jesus is my friend who feeds me and takes care of me, and I will not be lacking in anything. See, when the choice as to who David would claim as a shepherd in life was not difficult for him to make when he wrote this psalm. It wasn't difficult for him to write. See, it would be the God that, hear me, it would be the God that created man and not the God that man created. And oftentimes we go to that we create, the God that we create in life with things we do. Right? We often create our own shepherds, and oftentimes we want to be our own shepherd. We can't do that. We can't do that. What happens when we become our own shepherd? We just mess everything up, right? See, David knew it would be the Lord, the only true and living God, that would be his shepherd. David used the personal pronoun, my. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Right? This reveals the ministry of Jesus is the good shepherd, is the greatest shepherd, reveals this to be true. Right? The word Lord speaks of his deity. The word shepherd speaks of his humanity. As a sovereign Lord, he's able, and a sympathetic shepherd, he's approachable. He's approachable. Anybody can approach Jesus. So many people don't, even as Christians. What I've done is so bad, Jesus, I just can't come to you. Yes, you can. Doesn't matter what you do. You can always go to Jesus. You can always ask him to lead you through the still waters, right? Beside those still waters. In the New Testament, the sovereign Lord that was David's shepherd, in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, it's Jesus. It's himself. It's himself. The Jehovah Shepherd of the Old Testament is manifested as Jesus, the Shepherd of the New Testament. But only when you can say, the Lord is my shepherd, can you say, I shall not want. You've got to make him your shepherd first.
Amen.
Before you can not want for anything. That's important. David took the sacred name Jehovah and linked it with the word shepherd, which was a daring thing back there, right? Because they didn't even want to say the name. They still, in some of the Jewish texts, I read a lot of Jewish stuff, it'll put G-D. God's so precious to them and so glorified that they won't even put the O in there. They won't do it. So if you ever see that, G-D, that's respect for God. If you ever read any Jewish writings or lessons or whatever to that effect. But David did it as the leadership of the Holy Spirit. He did. There's no other way that he could have done that but by the Holy Spirit. And when he did that, the name is Jehovah Rohi. See, names in the Bible have meanings. They reveal the nature and character of God. They reveal who he is and what he wants to do in our lives. But character determines conduct. If we're following God and we're allowing him to be our shepherd, then we need to stop being victims and be victors in Jesus Christ. We can't sit around feeling sorry for ourselves. We can't sit around blaming everybody else, complaining about things, life, work, friends, family. Because when we do that, we're not representing the character of God and what he wants to do in our lives. Character determines conduct. So if we're feeling sorry for ourselves and we are complaining all the time, what's that going to do for our conduct? Right? I said last week, right? Misery loves company. But joy loves it more. So if we're sitting here praising God, right, and letting him be our shepherd, let him carry us through our lives, then our conduct's going to be different, right? We're going to be a better witness for Jesus. But if we're complaining all the time and we're feeling sorry for ourselves and we're doing things, nobody's going to want to be around us. Because our conduct isn't going to show that of Jesus. Amen? That's so vital. So vital. Where my clicker go? So, and it's so important because we need to really go to God and say, what do you want to do in my life?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Right? You're shepherding me through this. How can I?
Amen.
Yeah, amen. So, we need to do that. Right? And when David said the Lord is, it's present tense. It's not the Lord's going to be my shepherd when I'm going through hard times. It's the Lord is. Right now, this very moment, is my shepherd. And he's going to carry us through anything that we're going through. Quick story. Many of you know that my sister passed away Wednesday. She had a torn aorta, which is the main artery in your body. She knew Jesus like nobody I've known. Her faith was incredible. And all of Washington County knew it and knew her. Because of her faith, because of what she did in the Christian community. Not for her accolades, but for glory to God. But for glory to God. So Monday I got the call, I go over, and I got to spend time with her before she died. Now my sister and I weren't very close. My dad was married 4 times. She came from his first wife. She was 68, I'm 54. So there was a huge age gap. And so we never, when I was younger, we were closer, but I still loved her with all my heart. And we got to express that to each other on Monday. But she said, I'm not afraid to die, and I'm not afraid to live.
Because she knew God was going to be with her either place.
And because of that incident that happened, she was paralyzed from the waist down. And that's what prompted her to collapse for them to take her to the hospital. And we talked for a little bit. I got to pray with her. Right? We had some nice words. But she oozed the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Oozed the Holy Spirit. I want to do that. I want the Holy Spirit to be filled in me to be able to do that. And my younger brother, we have a very, on that side of the family, 95% is really strong Christians. Really strong Christians. My nephew's a huge pastor missionary over in Europe. And everybody is just, this is amazing. But that peace that oozed out of her gave us all peace. Mm-hmm. Gave us all peace. I've never seen anything like it. Never seen anything like it. And I've seen a lot of death in my life. She was good. She was good. She's got grandkids and a great granddaughter, you know, and two kids. She was good. She didn't think about all that. She thought about Jesus. She thought about being with the Lord. And knew that as a shepherd, he was going to take her hand no matter what she went through. Tuesday, she started to get a little bit more incoherent. And she was inoperable. Which means she was going to die. And she knew it. Got to talk to her a little bit more on Tuesday. She was sound asleep. And she was sleeping with her mouth open. They were giving her pain medicine and all kinds of stuff. So my brother said, Grandma Fetty used to say, catching flies when you would sleep with your mouth open. And I still tell that to people today. With my elderly ministry, when you walk in the room, because most of the elderly have their mouths open when they sleep. But she woke right up and started laughing. And then Wednesday evening, she passed away and went to be with Jesus. And she knew where she was going. And she allowed Jesus to be her shepherd through it all. And we got to do that. We got to let Jesus lead us beside the still waters and restore our souls. Amen. And it's now. It's not in the future. It's not in the past. It's right now. We all go through stuff. We all got stuff going on.
Yes.
Right? Allow Jesus to be your shepherd right now. To live for Him. To live for Him. And stop making other things be your shepherd. I do it too. It's sin nature. I hate to say it. Well, we're all human. No, we are, but we all have a sin nature still. So, there are seven times where the name Jehovah is linked with another word in Psalm 23. And I'm going to give you some other scripture that these come from. And if you want this, I could email this to you or whatever. But I do want to do a class on the names of God. We're going to start Sunday school September 5th at 8:30. And I may do the names of God for Sunday school, the teaching. So here we go. Psalm 23:1, Jehovah Rohi, the Lord is my shepherd. We already talked about that. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Not he might provide, he will. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. Not will heal, the Lord heals. Talked about in that class yesterday, prophesying and healing and everything while we're bringing, sharing with people and just allowing God to really work for us. And it's up to God. We can pray for that healing. We can lay hands on people, but it's up to God that He heals, not up to us. But He does still heal today. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of peace. So these are all down through, and I'm going to expand in Psalm 23 real quick. Jehovah Tzidkenu, the Lord our righteousness. Not it's His righteousness. We're righteous through Him. The Lord our righteous. It's not our righteous, it's His. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord ever present. Jehovah Nisi, the Lord our banner. When we pray and we put this up, we're going to see what happens. Right? We need to let Lord be our banner.
Amen.
Not our problems, not our hurts, not our work, not the world. The Lord be our banner. So, the above names fit the psalm perfectly. Now, this is how each name is in the psalm. Jehovah Rohi, the Lord is my shepherd. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide, I shall not want. Remember, He's the provider. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals, He restores my soul. What does He heal instantly when somebody comes to Him? Yes. Yes. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. He leads me beside still waters. A sheep will not go near any water that's rushing, that's moving quickly. A sheep will only go to still waters. Tzidkenu. I can't never say that. I could never say that over the past 5 years. But anyhow, you see how it's written up there. The Lord, the Lord our righteousness. He leads me in paths of righteousness. But we have to allow Him. Right? We have to allow Him. We have to live our lives to His righteousness. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is present. I will fear no evil, for You're with me. For You're with me. Is present. Always present.
Always.
In our lives. It's us that move. Jehovah Nisi, the Lord our banner. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. That's important. That's important. Because when we think of enemies, what do we think about? We think about people. Right? That's our enemies. Oh no. Oh no. We got tons of enemies out there. Right? Big ones. Demons. The devil.
Amen.
Temptation. Right? All that stuff that we get into when we get away from God is our enemies. Anything that's not of God is our enemies. The Lord is my shepherd. When we see this, right, and we go through, we're going through these verses. Green pasture speaks of provision, right? That's not necessarily monetary, but He always gives us what we need, especially spiritually. If we have what we need spiritually, everything else will come, because we're going to be okay with anything that comes our way. We have to be. We have to be. And this is where we need to stop being victims and being victors in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Still water speaks of peace. My sister had that peace that surpasses all understanding. We don't see that often to be true. We don't. We think we get peace. We think we have peace. But yet, what's still going through our minds? The problems. Happened to me here in church. I'm like, oh man, we've got to get all this stuff done. How's it going to happen? What are we going to do? Got to give it to God.
Amen.
To get that peace. The restoring of my soul speaks of pardon. What do we get pardoned from? The wrath of God.
Yes.
Right? The wrath of God. Leading in paths of righteousness speaks of providence. Right? That we can live the right way if we allow Him to lead us.
Amen.
We don't have to live in constant sin anymore. That we do. That we put forth. Right? We all sin. We sin 24 hours a day, every second of the day. But it's the willful sin that if we go in His righteousness, that we don't have to live in. And His being with me in dark valley speaks of His presence. His presence. His rod and staff speaks of preservation. Rod, Holy Spirit, staff, Jesus. Speaks of preservation. That rod of correction and adjustment. The table in the presence of my enemies, that is protection.
Amen.
That is protection from anything that we go through. And if somebody would walk through that door right now and shoot me in the head, God forbid, I'm going to be with Jesus. Right? I'll be protected from everything else for the rest of my life. The anointing of my head with oil and overflows speaks of plenty. This could be financial stuff. It could be a bunch of food. It could be anything. Right? But this gives us spiritual rest. Spiritual rest. Dwelling in the house of the Lord.
Paradise.
I love that song. Right? And I get so choked up. The Spirit just moves on me when I sing that song and hear that song. Because there is joy in the house of the Lord. And what happens with joy? We take that joy, it lives in us. Happiness comes and goes, but joy stays within us. But we've got to allow Jesus to be our shepherd. David not only had theology of God, he had testimony about God. And I'm going to be finishing up with this. Jesus is the good shepherd. And we read in John 10. As such, he died to pay the penalty for our sin. And he is the greatest shepherd. Comes from Hebrews. As such, he rose to save us from the power of sin. He's the chief shepherd. As such, he's coming again to save us from the presence of sin. He is a savior shepherd that came to save the lost. For the Son of Man came to seek and save which was lost. He is the shepherd who is touched by our infirmities. He's the shepherd who comforts us in all our tribulations. He's the good shepherd who knows his sheep by name. When you're walking through a valley, know that Jesus is walking with you and he knows your name. And I looked up valley. And I'm going to close with this. Valley. I don't think I got it up there. Nope. The Hebrew word is gehi. And it appears to be more than just a valley. But a deep, narrow gorge. A place that is dark and frightening. And there's only two ways to go. You move forward or you go back the way you came. But there is no exit. The verb that this word comes from means arrogance and pride. A person who puts up high walls around themselves, shutting themselves off from the outside world. Just like a gorge, when we do this, we also shut Jesus out. Jesus is the greatest shepherd, and he is the only one that provides an exit for us when we go through our tribulations. We feel that we're encapsulated in our tribulations, in our trials, and everything that we're going through. And we're not. And we're not. Because we have Him as a shepherd. We all need to remember that as we're going through something. We need to allow Him to be our shepherd. So, before we close and do a prayer call and an altar call, people have been gracious in donating things to the church. And you can see a different TV up here. And we had somebody donate this to us. And Skylar and I hung it up.
What day was that?
Thursday. So, but they wanted to remain anonymous. But on behalf of the church, I'd just like to thank them for donating the TV to us. And we can see it better. We can see it better. So. So as we close, I'd like to ask anybody that if you're not allowing Jesus to be your shepherd, you want him to be your shepherd. You would like to give his life, your life to him, or you need prayer for anything, I ask that you come up. As we play some music, then I shut the mic off and the recording at this time.
Oh, gosh.